ideas about motivation and inspiring your people. Over the course of my career, I've had the good fortune to work with a lot of good coaches. I've had coaches that were Olympic champions. I've had coaches that were Olympians. I've had coaches that are also world champions. And each one of them brought a different flavor to the table in terms of what they thought was motivation and how they saw themselves as a team leader. The ones that I liked the most were a little bit more hands-on, but not so much so that you couldn't they didn't allow you to do what you needed to do. I always enjoyed working, especially with Coach Sheldon Marr. He's always been one of my favorite coaches because I think we complement each other so well. With me understanding who I am as an athlete and what I need to do, and then also Sheldon being able to add additional insights has really been a great help for me over the years. I usually come with a game plan to every competition, and it's been great to work with Sheldon because I can kind of say, okay, here's my basic game plan, here's what I'd like you to kind of help me with and say to me to keep me focused, and then he'll as the tournament goes on, he'll add information. Okay, this guy does this, or watch out for that, or you can take advantage of this, and he kind of gives me a real-time update of what's happening with the other athletes, and then I can take advantage of that either offensively or defensively. And so it's really been helpful in achieving the things that I wanted to achieve with my grappling career. Some experiences I've had with coaches is that I've seen guys out there that think that coaching and motivating is basically throwing out large quantities of expletives sprinkled in with a few things like keep going, suck it up, get moving, and those guys don't hopefully last too long. Unfortunately, there's a couple that I have seen that have. I don't think necessarily so much because of the success that they bring to the table, but those kind of guys I think we need less of. I think what we need more of are coaches like Coach Marr that can, really help an athlete in their development as well as implementing their game plan. Like I say, my favorite coach was somebody who's hands-on enough to help correct and help keep the athlete on a straight course, but at the same time allows the athlete to kind of pick that course and they have some collaboration as far as what they think is best for the athlete. And what that really boils down to is someone that's willing to communicate and that you can both approach and give your information and feedback to, and that was also willing to accept that. And it goes vice versa for you as the trainee, in that you have to be willing to listen and be humble to some other advice. I always try to help my athletes look at where they want to go, and also try to help them start thinking about how they're going to get there. As an instructor, I can help take them as far as they want to go, but I need them to have an idea of where they want to get to. And beyond that, I only have, a few hours, a few workouts, or a few sessions with them every week, and so they're ultimately the one that has to be responsible when we're not together. They have to figure out what are they going to be working on, and what are they going to do, and how are they going to do it exactly. And that's something that I think is critical. in being a serious athlete and somebody that wants to achieve is that you've got to be willing to take on a lot of responsibility and do a lot of homework and be willing to be more of a student than you may currently be doing. You know, when you're at school, if you're, you know, I mean, we've all had classes where, you know, the teacher, you know, feeds us all the information, and then we do the assignments and we get the grade, you know, and we're fine and we're good, and we, you know, we get out of the class and, you know, we probably forget like 90% of that information. But we've also had classes too where you go in and you have a teacher that gives you the information, but at the same time helps you understand, you know, the importance of learning the addition on your own, or the additional information on your own. And then, you know, when you study and when you actually make an effort to learn the material beyond what the teacher's presenting, and really, and you really try to get a grasp of the reasons why and the reasons for something from that class, I always seem to walk away with a better understanding and a better lifelong knowledge of that subject. And the same holds true for, you know, as an athlete, you have to immerse yourself in your activity, so to speak, and really take the time to develop and grow as a student. And, you know, I mean, the final grade is basically up to you in terms of, were you happy with your experience? You know, that's the great thing about being an athlete. I mean, you might argue also that the final grade is how you do at the tournaments. Well, I think that's true, but it doesn't, you know, it doesn't take into account that you don't have a lot of control over what your opponents do. I mean, you can do everything you can to be prepared, and you can, you know, go out and impose your will on opponents. But at the same time, I think if you just only gauge your ultimate happiness and your ultimate satisfaction for your experiences as an athlete on your tournament success, then I think you're going to be disappointed. So I think you really need to look at it from the standpoint of, you know, what was I able to learn, and what was I able to accomplish and achieve in terms of bettering myself. And, you know, tournament wins are great. You know, I'll be the first one to say, hey, I want to be a world champion, and I want to, you know, win this many world titles and do all those kind of things. But at the same time, it took me years to finally understand that this truly is my own experience, and it needs to be something that's very special to me, and that I need to be appreciative of the opportunity just to be an athlete. You know, when I was dating my wife, her brother Seth, he was basically quadriplegic. He didn't have really any use of his hands or his arms or his legs, and so he was in a wheelchair his whole life, you know. And great kid, really happy guy, you know, never really complained about his situation. You know, he wanted to be like everybody else, but he understood that just wasn't in the cards for him. And, you know, so it's for people like that that I think, you know, we owe it to ourselves and we owe it to others to enjoy the opportunities that we have to use our bodies and to be able to, you know, have a healthy, strong body. You know, and, you know, competition is basically a game of comparison. And, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate that we have to do it that way, but you know, that's kind of what it is. And so I think sometimes it leads to flawed views of who we are and our value. And, you know, sport is one thing, and, you know, it's a part of life, you know, but you shouldn't let your value as a person dictate your value as an athlete dictate your value as a person. And that's something that if you'll kind of get a hold of and get a grasp of now, I think you'll be a lot happier as an athlete, and you'll be a lot more satisfied with your overall experience. So those are just some ideas that I have for you today.